Hey everybody, if you want to support us, we have a Patreon. You can head over to patreon.com/dungeonpunks, and for $5 a month, you can listen in to some bonus episodes. And if you don't wanna, or if you can't, leave us a review on wherever you listen to your podcasts. And now, onto the show.
Previously on Dungeon Punks.
I'm Johnny Eagle, lead singer of Rust Monster. This is my band.
Yo.
Hi.
Johnny Eagle, lead singer of Rust Monster. This is my band.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Johnny Eagle. I'm lead singer of Rust Monster. This is the band.
Sup?
Do you have to do the whole thing every time you introduce yourself?
Welcome to Dungeon Punks. I'm Stu Pop, your Dungeon Master and everyone's podcast dad. And with me, as always, are the members of Rust Monster.
I'm Lee Eldridge, and I play Scotty Stormbringer, who is the bass player of Rust Monster, a half-dark elf, and somewhere in the Feywild with a magic arrow and stuff.
Hi, I'm Devin Meisner. I play Johnny Eagle, lead singer of Rust Monster, bird person classically trained, holding a heavy rock for some reason. I don't know why.
And I'm Phil Seaplack. I play as Gregan Stonehand, who is the drummer of Rust Monster and a deep gnome, and equipped with a compass.
Yes, yep. That is correct.
Rocks you guys are just shoes. Lucky that Scotty was in Ranger Scouts and was ready for this.
Yeah.
Ranger Scouts is an organization entirely dedicated to making sure kids can survive if they get lost in the Feywild.
It's very specific, but incredibly helpful if it happens.
It happens more than you would think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially in towns near the woods. So yeah, you. When we last we left off, you guys had found that the heart of Punk was actually a heart, not a heart, and it saw you and teleported away, and now you need to find it.
Well, we've got a compass that points to it.
Yeah.
So
well,
we keep walking.
Seeing as that seems like our only option to try to find the thing, I'll whip out the compass and take a look at where it points.
Could you use a survival check or something with it? Or?
I mean, I think I can just look at it, right?
Yeah, you can use it. Probably, I'd say, with a perception check if you're trying to, like, spot the heart anywhere nearby.
Are we, like, in the woods?
It is point, like, it sort of adjusts for a second and then points in a direction.
Wasn't it by a lake or something? A pond?
There is a babbling brook that is cutting through some ruins in the middle of this sort of, like, forest.
Can we see pretty far out, or are we going to have to walk through the trees to kind of see where it is?
That would be a perception check. Yeah, this is the forest isn't like a real heavy forest. It is sort of like more like a British like woods, sort of sparsely placed trees.
It was all cut down at one point and then grew back.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, I'll do it.
I mean, it probably just grew this way because it's the Feywild and it's weird, but
yeah.
That's going to be a 23.
Okay, yeah, you can see the heart didn't teleport far. You can see it sort of hidden a bit by some bushes, but it is moving. And then you see something weird in that there's three of them, and two of them are starting to move away from the central one.
Hmm. That is weird. I would point that out to the other guys.
Which one is the compass pointing to?
Yeah, which one does the compass point to?
It's kind of weirdly flicking between all three.
Well, that doesn't help us.
This couldn't be easy, could it?
Why can't we just have another math
question? A disembodied voice goes, no.
All the challenges are actually pretty easy compared to this.
Hmm.
Yes, the Lord of the Hunts one, surprisingly so, in fact.
Yeah.
Can I study the different hearts and maybe try to notice if there's any, like, variation between them, if any of them look slightly different?
Sure, give me an insight check.
That will be
I guess investigation would also work.
Oh, okay.
Whichever is better for you.
Investigation. So that would be an 18.
18? They seem identical.
Hmm.
Can I do a perception check through my glasses?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I see something.
Don't you have the...
Something more punky than the other.
The true sight thing?
Oh, yeah. I could cast that, too.
You've already cast it today, I think, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I only have one 6th-level spell slot. Shoot. So, but I can still try to do a perception check, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hachia! No. Actually, I can do a reroll because it's the glasses. I'll do that again because that was a 5.
Okay.
Yeah, not as good. I see nothing, right?
Yeah, no, you can't even tell that they're identical. You're just like, I don't know what I'm looking at, really.
We could just shoot them.
We can't shoot all of them.
You said, how many are there in total? Three?
Three.
Three.
I mean, we could shoot all of them. It's just, if we shoot the other ones, they might...
Oh, could you ask the trees which one is the real one? Maybe they saw it split.
Yes. I don't know. These are like different kinds of... trees.
Right? I will say the hearts are getting farther away.
Well, then I guess we got to start approaching because we can't even shoot them from here. How far away are they?
50 feet right now.
So they're still in range, aren't they? What's a bow range?
Pretty far.
Pretty far.
Yeah. Just guess with a normal arrow. Or actually...
I mean, 50 feet is not far at all.
No, it's not.
With for a bow and arrow.
Well, one of...
I'll say if you're going to start attacking it, I'm going to say let's roll for initiative. But if you want to do anything else first.
Because I'm suggesting maybe you could attack. You could do a thing where like Johnny shoots one of them. And if it like disappears, you can shoot the other one. And then you have two attacks. So like...
But I only have one special arrow.
That's the thing. So you leave your arrow for the last attack.
Or you can curve the bowl.
You know what I mean?
Go through all of them.
I mean, I'm just assuming that they're going to disappear or something. Who knows? Maybe they won't. They'll just like... Maybe it's actually duplicated.
I'll never tell. I mean, I will tell if we figure it out.
Yeah. We could also just cast shadow around all of them.
Because we have the element of surprise. So technically, even if we roll initiative, we should still be able to like act first.
When you think about it, you have a 1 in 3 chance of being right. That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, but we need a guy to say like, okay, it's not that one. Then pick from the other two and then we switch.
Whums if I hit the real one at the start and it disappears.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, guys. This place gives me a headache. It's like weirdly bright.
Scotty just has a hangover. She hasn't told anyone.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so bright and loud. And it's like,
isn't it like twilight?
Yeah, sunset.
Oh. Can I sneak up on them? Or can you sneak up on them?
Yeah,
maybe
I could try.
More intel? Yeah.
I feel like dark elves are just like slightly allergic to the Feywild or something.
Oh, they're, I think they're from...
Gives you like a weird...
Yeah, but they were also cursed for being evil. And...
Psychic dissonance.
Yeah, I'll try and... make a stealth check to approach,
okay,
I guess, one of them because they're starting to diverge.
Scotty also thinks this whole thing is stupid.
But I don't know what I can do, really. Like, I'll get closer. But
maybe you'll see one, like, glowing or something.
Okay. Well.
Do you have, like...
See.
I have high... Oh, my God.
So it rolled a natural 20 ounce perception check. So you're approaching up.
Yeah.
Sneaking up. I'm guessing you're full 25 feet of movement, or how? I think you have 30 feet now because of your shoes.
Well, I think in order you have to move half movement.
Would you have double moved, though? Would you have used your full turn?
Yeah. Move? So I just move 30 feet.
Yeah. So you're sneaking up, and then it spots you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't teleport away this time, but I need you to make a wisdom save.
Which one spots him?
Which one were you approaching?
I mean, I don't know. One of them? Number
left,
two.
Left, middle, right. Number two is the middle.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Fuck.
You're doing really good today.
Yeah. Good start.
Yeah.
I do have advantage, though.
It's two hearts, too.
Wisdom, that's 0, so it's just 14.
Okay, so you start to feel sort of both sleepy and confused as you're, like, it's staring at you, and there's, like, almost this, like, thrumming of magic energy off of its antlers that are forming that, like, anarchy A. And you sort of stumble back, and you step on that rock in your shoe, and you get an automatic save.
Oh.
As you step, you're like, oh, god damn it. And you're not confused or sleepy anymore. You're mad at the fact that you just stepped on a rock in your shoe.
I see.
Interesting.
So I stumble down and then get back up to my feet. Is the rock still in my shoe?
The rock is still in your shoe.
Okay.
Now I'm going to say we need to go into initiative.
Yeah, because I've been spotted.
Yeah.
Ugh, a lot of sixes today. I got a 10. Yeah.
20, not natural.
Nice.
Got a 10, not natural.
I got a 14.
Okay. It is going to go.
Just gores you to death. You're dead. Yeah.
Like... That's how we end this season. We all die. So we can't ever bring our characters back. Ha ha ha. So sad.
Oh, so like it's like Empire's like, no. It's just done. The bad guys win. I'm sorry. Punk's dead.
All right, its antlers start to glow, Cregan, and then streams of multicolored light fly out of them in your direction.
Okay.
And that's going to be attack roll.
Mm.
Disco.
That is 17.
No, Disco's dead.
That's a miss.
That's a miss, okay. The second stream, it does fire two streams, is going to fly out at Scotty. That'll be a 23.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
So you're going to take 6 radiant damage.
Is it known as a heart strike?
No. And so
it's
6
Hitman, huh?
6 radiant and 12 force damage.
Damn.
It doesn't move away.
Okay.
What are the other ones doing?
They're still sort of moving around.
Oh.
Okay, but they've also spotted us or
yeah.
Okay.
They all sort of gave a look.
Okay.
And then it would be Scotty's turn.
I'm going to shoot it.
Okay.
With the arrow?
Yep.
Shoot.
Natural 20.
Cool. So it doesn't be like called Cruel Jest. It's going to switch places with Cregan. But Cregan, you can make a charisma save to not have that happen.
Aha. I get advantage.
This isn't a mind effect of that.
No, it just has to be like...
Oh, it just has to be the abilities?
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
It's either intelligence, wisdom, or charisma.
I think you better roll that advantage.
Sorry, you said charisma. Hey, we have good charisma. So that will be 25.
All right, you make the save. So it attempts, you can feel it attempting to like do something magical to you, but it wasn't able to, and then that nat 20 hits it. So roll some damage.
Mm. 6.
Shot through the heart.
Times 2.
So 12.
But then it can't teleport.
Well, unless it does like the weird Naruto. Poosh.
Turns into a mist.
Shadow clone jutsu.
No, you actually chose the right one.
Yeah. See,
fear the one
chance
that was attacking us.
Which is good. You've taken us a very big part of its like not getting hit arsenal out of its way. But it is going to take a legendary action called Aurora Dash.
Was it a pony? That sounds like a pony.
It's going to basically try and charge through Cregan at Scotty.
It's Rainbow Dash's sister, Aurora.
So both of you need to make charisma saves.
I'm probably going to die.
How low are you?
I'm not that low, but...
I got 18.
Oh.
Plus...
Charisma saves.
Yeah, we got high charisma.
Yeah, that's where we're a Viking.
I got 20. I
only got 13.
4.
All right, so Cregan, you make the save. So you manage to like get out of the way of this. The
gymnastics.
As it like charges forward, almost like turning into a beam of light as it charges.
I say, no.
Yeah, how does you get out of the way with charisma?
You just tell it forcefully.
You take off your
magical effect.
Baby blue eyes. It's like,
okay, fine. I'll make them dex saves and Cregan won't get advantage.
We
then
want to storytell.
No, Cregan will be fine still on that.
I'm just trying to make sense of the fiction here.
You moved through force of personality.
Okay.
True.
It's more that you're resisting the like energy that's coming off as it charges.
I'm too beautiful to
trample.
Or you
did blue steel. And like,
on the other hand, Scotty didn't. So here's some damage.
Thanks.
Cregan, so hot right now. Cregan.
So Scotty, you're going to take 8 force damage.
Okay.
And 12 radiant damage. You're also subject to the confusion spell. So I'm going to find out.
Is that part of being charmed? Because isn't she an elf?
I have, if it is a charm, I have advantage on that save.
It does not say charm. So you'd get to make a wisdom save because you're being affected. You're just affected as if with spell, so you already made a save.
But at the end of your turn, you can make a save to break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Effect.
Yeah, so you can't take reactions, and at the start of each of your turn, you have to roll a d10 on this table to see what happens.
You might hurt yourself.
Could happen, but you are very confused by the like dancing lights that just hit you.
I'm also confused as to why we're here.
Yeah. So,
Cregan, you are going to take half damage.
Okay.
So you would take
10?
10, yeah.
Okay.
And now it is your turn.
I'm going to start playing my cowbell, and I'm going to use counter charm. I'm going to target Scotty. So.
I think it just works in an area, doesn't it?
As an action, you can start a performance that lasts until the end of your next turn. During that time, you're right. You and any friendly creatures within 30 feet of you have advantage on saving throws against being it's only against being frightened or charmed.
It doesn't help in this situation.
I thought it
was... Well, it's counter charm. It's not counter
confusion. Could still help in the future, though, with other things, if you want to do it.
Creature must be able to hear you.
No, it's not going to help Scott because she has advantage on charm already. But
Yeah. Shoot.
Which didn't
I thought it was just like all mental effects, but because it's frightened or charmed. Okay. Shoot. Well,
I guess because there is a spell called Charm Person.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spells that are charm. Confusion just isn't one of them.
Like most of our spells that are not murdery.
Yes.
I guess like a bard in the Feywild just doesn't go well because like you're trying to be all charming. They're like, nope. It's like, oh, damn it.
Okay. So instead of doing that, I'm going to cast a spell, which is similar but more powerful. Circle of Power.
Okay.
That is the thing I'm going to use. So it's like Counter Charm, except...
Helpful.
Actually helpful.
But it does what you actually want it to do.
So
I'm in a lot of shade at counter charm that would have saved you guys on other things in the
past. Like never used counter charm.
Yeah, I think there was like one time
because we're so damn charming.
You're the best bards.
So for the duration, 30 feet around me, each friendly creature in the area has advantage against spells and other magical effects. So you just have straight up advantage. Additionally, whenever an affected creature succeeds on a saving throw made against that effect, that forces it to take half damage and instead takes no damage.
Okay. So they get like evasion?
Basically against magical effects.
Cool. So I just get to roll it with advantage on
yes.
that, my save? Okay, cool.
And that's my turn. And I'll just make sure that I'm within 30 feet of Scotty.
Okay. You are within 30 feet because you only moved 30 feet away. And that's your turn, which means that it is going to use another legendary action. And it is going to choose Scotty and make you make it an opposed performance check as its like horns start radiating punk music.
Ooh.
This spell is called, or this is the thing, it's called Dueling Tunes.
Music off.
18.
Ooh, nice.
Gotta check its performance. It rolled a 10. It has a +9 to performance. So it rolled a 19.
Fuck. Trickstar call.
Which means Scotty is going to take 3d8 plus
That's where
five.
You get legendary actions from the jerk store.
That's true. They're all out of you.
So that's 19 damage, Scotty. And you're stunned until the end of your next turn.
Told you I'm going to die this one.
We're all going to die. Not tomorrow.
Yeah, I just lost half of my hit points.
Whoa.
Johnny, it's your turn.
How close is it to me?
I'm assuming you're standing fairly close to Scotty.
Yeah.
5, 10 feet? Let's say 10 feet.
Would I be able to hit it without hitting Scotty with Slender Wave?
No.
Can I step in front of Scotty and do it?
Scotty is like right next to the thing. So it's not, it's just too difficult to do it.
Do you have a single target?
I'm Bard. I guess I could like stab it.
Yeah.
I stab it.
Okay. You close in and stab it?
Yeah. With my Sword of Tetanus. What you have? I'm going to miss.
What is your total?
My total is 14.
That hits.
What?
Bounded accuracy, man. You have a +11 to hit. Don't.
It's just a deer.
You have +11?
No, I don't. I have a +9. So
okay. Oh, sorry. 14. I was thinking, yeah. I was reading a 3 on there. Still +9 is pretty good.
Yeah, because I'm dexterous as fuck. Yeah, like it's, all right. I also want to activate the poison.
Okay.
But first I could use normal damage. It's a DC 15.
What kind of save?
I don't know. You told me.
Con, if it's
con.
Poison.
Yeah, it's con, yeah.
It fails at save.
Yeah. So I'm going to do some damage right now. Yeah, I like to make sound effects.
Yeah.
So that is, what's my dexterity? Holy shit, that's really good dexterity.
Four?
+4. 6 damage, and then 2d10 for the poison.
I love how none of us know what any of our characters
the show
can
where
do.
we learn our characters every time we play.
Oh, that sucked. 5 poison damage. He now has tetanus.
Does he have the poisoned effect, or is it just extra damage?
I think it's just extra damage.
Okay. Yeah, I always wonder, Johnny, you're always like, oh, I guess I could stab him. And they're like, all right, I'm really good at this.
All right.
Every time.
I forgot. I'm actually kind of good at combat, but I'm afraid of it.
You're just squishy. That's
yeah,
the
I'm
problem.
Yeah, I'm super squishy.
Okay. That is your turn. It is now its turn.
It's going to murder me, probably.
No, I think it's probably mad at me.
It's going to use an ability called Anarchic Blast. I'll say Aurora, but I'm changing it to Anarchic because punk stuff. So both of you, because you're within 10 feet of it, need to make a Charisma save.
So you have advantage.
Yay.
So yeah, and then I also get my plus, right? So I have a +9 to this. Do I get advantage too?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so that's good. Natural 20, so 29. Cause
I got a 24.
All right, both of you saved, and I think that means you take
no damage
from this. Yeah, it's like energy spills out from it trying to push you back, but you resist it and
good, because I'm
take no
hurt.
Damage. Doesn't like that, so it's going to just try and... It gets a little frightened look. You can see it like shimmer, like it's trying to teleport. Can't teleport because of the arrow. So it's just going to run, which means both of you get attacks of opportunity.
Yeah, I'm going to shank it. But yeah, I got a 20, not natural.
That hits.
I got... 9.
That does not hit.
8 damage.
8 damage? Okay.
How did you get a 9?
I rolled a 2.
Oh.
Not all of us can be as good as Johnny in combat.
Yeah, I'm just dexterous as fuck. That's all.
I don't know if you know, but these dice go from 1 to 20.
Yeah.
So they have all of the numbers.
For some reason, I thought you had like a +9.
No.
So I was like, you would have to have rolled a 0.
I have a +9.
But yeah, I guess Johnny's the one with a +9.
That would
have
been better.
So Johnny stabs it as it starts to run away.
In the butt.
And it is Scotty's turn. But you are stunned.
She gets to do it at the start of her turn.
But you get to make the roll against confusion.
You're stunned and confused?
Yeah.
Stunned means you're incapacitated, which means you can't take actions or reactions. You automatically fail strength and dex saves, and attack rolls against you have advantage. None of those affected anything that just happened.
Mm-mm. So you technically wouldn't have made that opportunity attack. So.
Oh, yeah.
But you missed anyways. Yeah. So, I just flailed and missed anyway. But I get to make a save now, right? With advantage?
Yes. Yeah, you can't move. You can speak only falteringly. First, I guess we've got to see technically what your confusion would have done because you're still confused. So roll a d10.
I might just like pass out.
Roll a d10, please, Lee.
I
mean, I could roll for you.
5.
Oh, so you don't move or take actions this turn, but that doesn't affect anything. And you can make a wisdom save now at the end of your turn.
19.
Okay, you make your save.
Nice.
And you are also no longer stunned at the end of your turn.
Okay.
So you kind of just shake all the confusion and stunned off. And
ow, my head. It's a fucking thing. Can we kill it already?
And then it's going to use its legendary action to Aurora Dash at Cregan again. So another charisma save, Cregan.
Rainbow Dash.
I think we need to rename legendary actions because I have a visceral reaction.
19.
19 will save. So you're fine.
Do them all the time.
And...
But the target is now about 20 feet in front of you. Did it
run past him?
It used an ability that lets it dash through spaces.
Rainbow Dash.
Oh, so you can't get an attack opportunity or anything.
Use Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash. I'm voting for Applejack.
And it's Cregan's turn.
Okay. So you said it's 20 feet away from me. I want to remain kind of within 30 feet of everybody else because it seems like the circle of power is pretty good.
Is it centered on you or just the space that you...
It's centered on me.
Okay.
It radiates from me.
Well, we're going to move up anyway, aren't we?
Yeah, but it can do things every time Stu wants it to do a thing, so...
Oh, that's true. So we're all just, like, staying...
I did take away one of its legendary actions so I couldn't have it just do something
also,
at the end of everyone's turn.
Now that it's, like, away, it's... Now we can go kaboom.
Oh, that's a good call. I like kabooming.
Yeah, so... I'm not going to close the distance. I'm going to go the distance and...
Go in the distance.
What's the radius on fireball? Should Cregan step backwards?
I don't know. Does Cregan want to get warm?
If we set it on fire and it burns up, is that bad?
Probably.
What? It's not going to...
It doesn't set creatures on fire, though, fireball.
You said I'm 20 feet away from it. I'm fine.
Famous last word.
This is fine.
Anyways, what are you doing?
I'm going to cast Shatter.
Okay.
So it makes a con save. I'm going to cast it as a level 4 spell.
Ooh.
It very much fails. I'm going to say double damage because it rolled natural 1.
So that's 3d8 for shatter, right?
About level 4.
48, 5. It would be 5d8.
Yeah.
And 24 times 2 is 48.
48, okay. So yeah, this is like piercing, shattering boom. Radiates through the forest like birds take off. Scotty's hangover that we've decided she has is affected, and it takes 48 damage, which is pretty dang good. And it's gonna just keep on moving.
Is it its turn?
Yeah, it's actually gonna use its dash again to just get 40 feet farther away.
Uh-oh.
And then it is Johnny's turn.
I'm going to cast a fireball.
So it's 70 feet away.
Yeah, no, fireball's 120. Right,
it's 90 feet away.
Yeah, it's 120, I believe. Let me take a look.
Yeah, it's 120.
It is intentionally overpowered, according to the devs, because everyone loves it.
150.
Yeah. 150. It is within range. It is not close to anyone.
And I'm going to cast it as a...
You're just going to explode it.
I'm going to cast it as a 5th level spell.
Whoa.
You need pieces of it, right?
Okay, we just need its heart.
Fireball... I have the world's attack, don't I? How does it work?
It makes a save. You just make an explosion and it makes a save against it.
Oh, okay. It needs to make a save. Then it is dexterity save. And I guess it's my spell DC, which is 17.
It fails its save.
Okay, so I'm going to roll all the dice. So it's default 8d6.
So 10d6?
I'm using a spell slot. So 10d6.
Okay.
Kill it in the face.
Literally impossible, even if you rolled max damage, but you know, sound off.
Do I scream Yahtzee?
I mean,
Yahtzee! Really, not the worst. 34 damage.
34 damage, okay. Yeah, you fireball it. A massive fireball erupts around it, but it is still okay.
Is it mad, though? You mad, bro?
Well, it is its turn. It's going to turn around, and it is going to make a ranged spell attack.
How far away is it?
Against Johnny. It's going to move closer again. It's coming back and firing some beams.
Beans?
Beans! Beans!
Only one of those will hit, I believe, unless your AC is 12.
No.
So you are going to take...
You're hit with some magic beans and all sorts of shit.
Does it hit me in the kidney?
You are going to take 8 force damage.
Kidney shot.
And 13 radiant damage. So 21 damage total.
21 dumage.
Is radiant damage just like radiation damage? Are we going to get cancer?
It's just like super light. It's like lasers.
Lasers. Fucking lasers.
Fucking laser beams.
It's just got fucking laser beams attached to its head. If I ever run a game, you guys are going to have to fight a shark with lasers strapped to its head.
This kind of sounds like something I'd run to.
Yeah.
Giant kitten.
It is Scotty's turn.
Giant kitten. Okay. I am going to use lightning arrow.
Okay.
And shoot it. With a lightning.
Pew, pew, pew.
17.
That will hit.
Cool. So it takes 48 lightning damage.
48 lightning damage?
Yep.
We always have to make that dumb joke too.
Have to is a strong word.
Have to, Stu. There's player rules.
It's in our contract.
The unspoken rule of players.
If it's in your contract, it's only because you added it.
With a crayon while drunk.
17.
17? Okay. Take 17 damage.
And then it has to make a dex save?
When you scream arrow.
Or each creature within 10 feet of the target makes a dex save? I'm not sure if it has to make a dex save.
I think it arcs off of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it doesn't take any more damage?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's a single target with an area effect around it.
Got it. Okay. Then we're done.
It's like chain lightning.
But okay. You can attack again.
But it won't be a lightning. It'll just
no,
be an
just
arrow.
Be normal arrow. Okay. Yeah.
Is it close enough that I can shoot it with a normal?
It is 90 feet away. Or I move closer too, yeah. So it's 60 feet.
You use a longbow,
away.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. I'll just shoot it again with a normal arrow.
Bow for days.
14.
Will also hit.
Cool.
Ooh.
Maximum damage. That'll be 11.
11. All right. It's looking a little worse for wear now. But it is, it's going to take its legendary action to do the dash again.
Do the monster dash?
Yes. It was a Feywild smash, and it is going to do that to maneuver itself into the babbling brook.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I bet that heals.
Damn, I should have used lightning on it when it was in the water.
And it is going to heal a little bit in the water. It's going to heal the maximum that it can.
Take me to the river. Put me in the water.
And it's Cregan's turn.
Okay. How far away from me would you say it?
I would say it is probably about 50 feet away from you right now.
Of course it is.
We can move.
I can move, but I won't be able to melee it. I can move up to 40 feet.
shoot it with a spell.
Yeah, I think I'll have to. Okay, so I'll spend my move to just move 30 feet up to it. So it's 20 feet away from me. And I will cast another Shatter.
Okay, that's a con save.
Correct. This time I'll cast it as a level 3.
Fuck, it fails again.
Aha!
Yeah.
So it takes 48 damage.
Would you say it's not very hardy?
Sure. It does have a low con.
Proud of that
and
one.
And 22 damage.
Yeah, it's not looking great. It is going to move. Actually, it's going to make you, Cregan, have to do an opposed performance check.
Aha, I have advantage on performance because I'm wearing my pants.
Because I'm wearing pants.
Because I'm wearing pants.
You know, sometimes drummers don't wear pants or shorts.
And I rolled a natural 20.
Okay, you beat it.
Wow.
You will, is it, because this isn't a save, so you still take the half damage from this? Because I think Circle of Power is only on saves, unless it says anything that...
It was from his pants, not from Circle of Power.
No, but the Circle of Power.
Is it a magical effect?
Yeah, it's a magical effect. Okay, then, it's a magical effect.
Yeah, then I don't take any damage.
Okay.
It's a good spell. Mm. What level spell is that?
5.
Yeah, that's why it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Circle of Power is pretty badass.
Yeah. However, it is concentration, so as soon as I take the damage...
Which
I haven't. So that's a cool thing. Yeah. It like prevents you from potentially taking damage.
And then you just need to roll to see if you can concentrate.
Yeah.
That's the end of your turn? Or that was the end of your turn? Yeah, because it used its thing. So that means it's Johnny's turn.
Can I shatter safely?
What's the radius on shatter?
Shatter is 10-foot radius.
Then, yes.
Okay, I would like to cast shatter at a 4th level spell.
Okay.
All the shatters.
Yeah, it needs to roll constitution.
It fails.
All right, so...
It doesn't like loud noises.
So I get to roll...
Which is odd for the Heart of Punk, but...
5d8. And then that's 17 damage.
Okay, it is still up. So you shatter, spraying water from the brook everywhere.
Does it look majestic?
No.
Oh. It looks destructive.
It looks like you're like trying to blow up an animal.
It's like I'm fishing with dynamite.
Pretty much, yeah. And it is now its turn.
How many turns does it have?
All of them.
It has legendary actions because it is a solo creature, so it has to be able to do more than one turn. It's going to heal from being in the brook.
Take minions over solo creatures any day.
And it is just going to charge Cregan.
Okay.
But that means it's getting closer again.
It's going to miss on its first attempt to just gore you with its horns. Make a multi-attack. I think that will hit.
Yeah, I have 17.
So that's just going to be a d8. So you take 9 piercing damage and need to make a concentration check, which I think is just a 10. You just have to beat a 10.
Yeah, because it got less than...
It got less than 10.
Ooh, nope. My circle of power goes down.
It is also going to make a suggestion. I got to look up suggestion about how much of a suggestion it can make.
Just put something in the suggestion box.
Totally.
You just hear the words in your head, help me escape. And... You can make a wisdom save. You are going to resist with an 18 plus whatever.
And he said
technically,
no.
I get advantage.
Oh, natural 20.
And natural 20.
The most unnecessary natural 20, but either way, you resist it.
You can talk back for a second.
No.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
All right, that's the end of its turn. It is now Scotty's turn.
Shoot her.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot it.
It's a regular arrow.
Make it die.
I could do lightning arrow one more time.
Cregan is right next to it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Just do normal arrows. You got 2 arrows, right?
Oh, yeah. You can just go pew pew.
Pew pew.
I'll just do normal. That's a 20.
That hits.
Not natural. And I'll just roll the second one.
Because you're going to...
And that's going to be 25.
Also hits.
So, 10 whole damage.
All right. You, send 2 arrows into, like, you know, you're a hunter, you know where to shoot. You hit the heart and it kind of keels over, dying.
Oh, I feel kind of bad.
I don't know, that's what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna go and start to pull it out of the water.
It's not in the water because it charged Cregan.
Oh, yeah. Charged Cregan. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I will walk over to it
and
make sure that it's dead.
Yeah.
It is not dead, but it is dying, and it looks up to you and speaks in a very, like, human voice and says, you have caught and bested me. The heart of Punk is yours, and it kind of, like, rolls to expose its chest, as in, you have to get in there and cut out the heart.
Ew.
Okay.
I'm like, ew, God, no. And you're like already getting your knife out.
Yeah,
like,
I pull out my hunting knife. I think I've always said I had daggers, but one of them is definitely a hunting knife.
Wait, do we want to kill it first?
Is your little ranger's first hunting knife?
Yeah, but it's like
oh, no, it's a full hunting knife. It's just called the little ranger's first hunting knife.
So, are you going to die when we do this?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's like what's supposed to happen, right?
Oh, wait, he's going to come back later. I remember that.
It's a questing beast.
Do you want
us
to like
how it works.
Kill you first or...
He's like, I'm already dead. Yeah.
This is really weird. Can you?
It is a little weird to cut the heart out of something that's still talking.
Yeah.
Just turn its head away.
Yeah.
It's like, my hand over its eyes. I mean, I feel like Scotty knows how to gut a deer.
Oh, probably. Just give me a survival check with advantage from your ranger scout's background. Just to do this all properly.
That's an 18.
Yeah, you're fine. You are able to...
It's been a couple years, but...
18 is pretty freaking good.
So you...
A little rusty.
You cut in there, you get out the heart, which is glowing with magical energy.
And a bunch of like paper wrapped things next to it.
Is it all like bloody? Like, what do we do with this?
It's pretty bloody. Yeah. There are a couple things you maybe remember from your travels that you can do with it. If you plunge a Lawbringer into the heart of it, it would be the blood of a beast of pure chaos. It would change Lawbringer to a chaotic good holy avenger.
Oh, that's very specific.
Oh, okay. But then would that destroy the heart?
You don't know.
Because we kind of need it to
save the world.
We need it to do something. We just know we're supposed to get it.
It will power my...
Oh, it looks a little big for the box, but... As you're holding, if you're like squeezing a little bit, you feel there's something like solid inside the heart.
Oh, okay. He didn't eat well. Would you do it with Lawbringer?
No, with the hunting knife.
No, I meant like maybe you're like...
Currently, I have Lawbringer.
Because you need the blood. You could like totally like two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too late.
Okay, but...
I already cut
I mean, you
it.
Could still do it afterwards.
Yeah. With the blood in the puddle and just squish it around after. He'd love that.
Just kind of wipe it on it?
Yeah.
There is like a glowing crystal in the center of the heart.
Okay,
it looks like it'll fit.
Dig my fingers in.
Okay. His sodium levels were high.
Pull it out.
Okay.
So that's probably what we need.
Yeah, that looks like that would fit in the contraption.
Just wipe it on my pants.
Take it.
I pull Lawbringer off my back. Because I wear it on my back because I'm a gnome. And I'll
trade you.
Okay.
And then I take the crystal and give Lawbringer back to Scotty.
Despite your attempts to wipe it off, the crystal is still pretty bloody. Your hands get all covered in blood.
Oh, this is gross.
You pull out the contraption. It fits. The contraption starts like humming. You're going to have to wipe your hands off. Just do it on the front of your shirt.
There's a string right there.
Yeah, sure. I'll just, I don't know.
It somehow might gets on your face.
You lick your hands?
Well, because if I do this, it's just like my beard.
Yeah. Weirdly, Cregan's attempts, it looks like Cregan has a nosebleed now, and the front of his shirt is all bloodied.
Like the chorus.
And now your shirt sort of glows for a bit. And Cregan, it is now as if you're wearing mithril full plate, and you have completed the armor of the party god.
Okay. Holy shit.
Mithril full plate?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Damn.
So really the only effect that mithril has is it doesn't affect his movement and he's automatically proficient in it.
Yeah, because I can't wear heavy armor.
Mithril.
Mithril.
Doesn't change the AC.
Technically, I guess it pumps
if it's
my...
full plate, yeah.
It would go up to an 18, right?
It would...
Because full plate is 18 armor class?
Full plate is 18 armor class, yeah. You just don't add your dex now.
Yeah, So technically my armor class got bumped by one.
Oh, cool.
And for a brief moment, you see standing on the brook... The party god wearing the same sort of thing you are.
Is this like a Star Wars moment? He only sees it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he kind of gives you a wink.
I turn to seemingly nowhere from everyone else's perspective. And I just kind of call out and I say,
I will party hard.
In the background, you see me throwing up. Like, oh, there's so much insides. Oh, blah.
Why is there so much blood?
Why do you comment like that?
That's what you're supposed to do.
And the party guy does kind of look at you and he's like, one of the rules of partying, you can't just hog the music, you know? People have different tastes. You got to let them have different tastes. So go get that asshole.
All right.
And then you see almost like he's getting like shoved out of the like video call, the Ramon shows up and he's like, and hey, don't forget, beat on the brat. And you just feel like your thing hammer. He's like, this guy thinks he's a person. Walks up. Only you see this, Cregan.
Right. I'm torn.
I feel like you turn back and Scotty is just like full on butchering it.
Yeah, like,
it's like
you
hanging
have, like,
a tree.
You have like the paper.
Are you doing it with
paper bag?
You've like quartered it.
Yeah, it was good meat on that.
Oh yeah, were you doing the Lawbringer thing?
Oh yeah, probably. I was gonna wait until Cregan's whole little thing.
He's kind of just staring off into the distance right now. So
because I'm not 100% sure that I'm so like this is what I'm supposed to do. Like
it almost
this
feels
is gonna work.
Maybe it's like a really tough hide. And you're like, Lawbringer's pretty sharp.
I mean, I don't know. You can talk to a Lawbringer.
Yeah, we should probably have a discussion. I feel like it might be good to get Sword's consent on this.
That's fair. So you pull out, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. Ah, hello. Who am I here to fight? Oh, it seems like you've already won this battle.
Yep.
So you just
killed
a deer.
Killed it is a questing beast.
Oh, well. Oh, well, fantastic. That is quite an achievement.
Yep. We had a magic arrow. We did the thing. We killed it. Pulled out its heart. Got a magic crystal.
Yeah, that seems standard questing beast stuff. Yeah.
You have met all the criteria.
Who landed the final and killing blow?
That was me.
Ah, yes. That will do well in your quarterly review.
Yeah, so listen. I've been told that it is a beast of pure chaotic energy.
Yes, it does appear to. The sword literally sniffs the air and then goes, yes, we are in the Feywild.
Yeah, so I don't know how to put this, but I was kind of thinking maybe we could team up and maybe you could become a little more chaotic. How do you feel about that? It will really help us later. Kill some big bad guys. They're real evil.
Yes, well, it has
voices anymore.
It has been difficult. I mean, I suppose I would be able to sort of attune to you better if I was. So you're not really going to become just lawful, though, huh?
Don't think so.
No, it's like
not
okay,
likely.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
What exactly are we up? I've been in the scabbard for a bit. What exactly are we up against here?
So there's the metal generals, kinda all dead, and Lord Copper Black made a machine to eat all their souls, I think, and then kind of got real big, and we had to escape to the Feywild to find the Heart of Punk.
Isn't he like a giant demon?
Yeah, he's a giant demon, basically.
Well, if he's a demon, then he's chaotic evil, which would make me better able to fight him as lawful good. Are you sure he's not a devil?
I don't know. What do you guys think? Devil? Maybe?
You can make a religion check, I would say.
I don't have much of that, but I'm pretty smart. That would be a 15.
Yeah, he looked like a thing that basically, I think it's... It's either a pit fiend, whichever one is the devil version, though. He was following a lot of rules and contracts.
Yeah, he was a corporate.
I mean, he was a lawyer, so.
Was he? He wasn't a lawyer, though, right?
Yeah, he was a lawyer.
He had lawyers that were.
Well, he was in the contract.
I don't know. Either way, he looked like corporate scum, so he's probably a devil.
Yeah, using all contracts is definitely a devil thing, for sure.
Torts.
All right. Then that means they're law. That would be a chaotic good way. All right. Roll a persuasion check, basically. See how he ends up. I'll say you have advantage because you made a decent case.
Oh, I'm really good at that. That's going to be a 27.
Okay. Yeah. All right. He's like, I am bound to fight evil where it stands, and this will allow us to do that better. So what the heck? Let's retire from being lawful. Let's do this. Let's get crazy.
Yeah.
And the sword unbuttons the button on his shirt.
Loosens his tie a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Sword definitely has always had a little like carved tie into it that led into the handle.
Disco tie.
Yeah. Do you stick it into the heart?
Yeah. I put the heart on the ground so I don't accidentally stab myself and plunge Lawbringer into it.
You plunge Lawbringer. Everything like just starts glowing with this like chaotic light. And it recedes, and you can see that the heart is no more. And Lawbringer is kind of tinged. It's almost like that anodized, like, red color on the blade. He's got a little leather jacket carved into the hilt now. And he's like, all right, let's go fuck up some devils.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Hey, Lawbringer, do you want a new name now?
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm Chaosbringer now.
Chaosbringer?
Doesn't roll off the tongue quite in the same way, but I dig it.
Professor Chaos.
All right. Let's go fuck up some devils.
You are now fully attuned to that, which means you get that like plus 3 on 3d 10 extra damage all the time.
Jesus.
He says, hey, my form's feeling a little mutable right now. He's like, I've got kind of like a regeneration thing going on. Want to hold me a little closer to your axe?
Okay.
The axe, like the lightning from it starts like sparking along Lawbringer, and you bring them like closer. You actually have to kind of fight. Give me a strength, just a straight strength save.
I rolled a 1.
Does anyone want to give her a hand? Because right now it's like pushes your arms apart. You can't bring them together.
Okay, I thought they were just going to go.
No.
I have to help. Okay, yeah. I see. Help?
Kriegan. Like, come on, we can do this. You could do this. Let's try it one more time.
I'm just like, you can do
if only
it.
Bards had an ability that lets people gonna give, yeah.
So like, as I'm like rinsing my mouth out in the water, I'm just like, you can do it, Scotty. And then I give you a bardic inspiration.
I mean, do I get to roll again?
You get to roll again, okay. Yeah, because you're making a second attempt here.
Oh my god. So yeah, it's plus 3.
It's going to be a 17.
17 is enough. So you push it, you fight back as it's like trying to hold two magnets together. And then you slam them together and like the sword merges with your axe. And your axe is now Chaosbringer.
Cool.
That makes it simpler. Yes. Bad axe.
Okay, I'll fix my sheet later. Ah, that feels better. Yeah, I like it. Does it still have the lightning damage power?
No.
Okay, I guess that's
I think
fine.
It's okay. Wow, can I have more damage? I'm like 3d8.
Please? No, it's 3d10.
3d10, sorry.
Can we just like flavor it with lightning?
Or chaotic energy?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, instead of radiant, it will do lightning now.
I don't know if that's going to be better or not. But
against devils? I don't know.
Radiant lightning.
Probably is worse, but oh well.
No, I didn't want to change the type of damage. I just wanted to like it. The radiance is lightning formed.
Oh, okay.
Arc with radiance?
It's radiant lightning.
Yeah.
I shall think on this.
Okay.
But I actually don't think devils take extra damage from radiant. I don't think.
No.
So either one would just be extra damage.
Okay.
Johnny, is there anything you're going to do?
I've been rinsing my mouth out in the brook. Because I threw up a
bunch. You probably healed a bunch.
Yeah. I'm actually generally curious if I do heal a bunch.
Yeah, sure. I gotta say you've been about like, it's been about a minute just like in there. So you heal. That's 31.
Okay, I'm max.
And then, yeah, just get you a little, you feel good. It's, yeah, probably another 31.
My stomach is settled.
Yeah. You actually feel like refreshed and full. Like you just had a like good meal.
Nice.
Hmm.
All right, well.
Do you convey that information to the rest of us?
Oh, I feel like I had a good meal. Oh, I think the water has regenerative properties.
Oh, damn. And I just run into the water.
Everyone just look at me just like, it has regenerative properties.
All right, yeah, you guys can like bathe in the brook for a little bit and heal up.
Yeah.
Your feathers look really shiny.
Oh, they do.
It was down to 19 hit points.
It's like water fight montage.
Yeah. Kriegan, no matter how much you wash, the front of your shirt doesn't wash out that blood and it stays like fresh.
Okay. I don't think I would have even tried. I just like maybe wash my hands and that's it.
In case you had like jumped fully into the brook.
Oh.
I did a cannonball.
I don't know if Kriegan can even swim.
Good. It just sinks.
Good to know.
You just sink and walk
along
the
bottom. You tell me this now?
We had a whole ship battle. So Chaosbringer goes, so what now? How do we get out of here?
That's a good question.
Excuse me, I'd like to leave now.
And here's a song from a band we like.
Bye. That was Cub and their song, Pretty Pictures. And in the middle of the episode was Break Hearts by Swear Jar. And don't forget, you can catch Get Spun, the podcast hosted by Dylan from Swear Jar on this very network, Podcast of Doom. Check it out. If you enjoyed the podcast, please check us out at podcastsofdoom.com. There you'll find links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages, as well as our Patreon. If you're able to toss us as little as $5 a month, you can access bonus episodes, which feature some other events going on in Fugazi right now, as well as deleted scenes and other goodness. Or if you're unable to, just toss us a review on iTunes or wherever else. That always helps. Dungeon Punks was produced by Kirk Hamilton for the Podcasts of Doom Network.